Yes, I was a Peace Corps volunteer in South Africa. My story starts in our wonderful house. We were in South Africa. We actually had a more of a house. We had a couple rooms where we could stay in. And whenever you're in Peace Corps, you get, as part of the supplies they give you, is a mosquito net. And so we had a mosquito net there in South Africa because of malaria. But we were in a very dry area of South Africa, so we didn't have to worry about mosquitoes. We didn't have to worry about malaria. But we lived in a house where the walls went up to a certain height and stopped. And then there was no ceiling, but there was a roof much higher up. And it was made of metal. And what would happen is whenever the wind would blow, whatever had fallen onto the roof might fall down on us. So what we needed to figure out while we were sleeping to keep ourselves clean was a way to sort of create a canopy. So we created a canopy with our mosquito netting, where we had a mosquito netting over us, and we pulled it back and set it up so that we were safe from all the debris falling on us. Well, one night later on in our stay there, we went to sleep, regular time, 10 o'clock. And at about 1 o'clock in the morning, I woke up with a jolt of pain in my right ear. And I had no idea what it was. But I hopped up out of bed and started banging my head like this. My wife next to me hops up as I'm screaming on this other side and goes, "Scorpions!" Because we lived in an area that had scorpions. And I go, "No, there's something in my ear. It like really hurts." And she goes, "Oh my gosh, what's going on?" I go, "I don't know. I just felt like something might have bit me." And then all of a sudden, I felt sort of a buzzing pain in my ear. And I went, "Oh, God, no, that's..." So my wife runs and grabs a Q-tip to bring it back. And what do you do with a Q-tip? You stick it in your ear, you go, try and get out whatever's in there. And I brought it out, and I looked down, and I saw blood. Never a good thing to see. So I threw that down, I go, "That's not good." And then another pain. Ah! And we had just, we had a bucket of water in the corner of our room. And anyone who's been in Peace Corps knows that a bucket of water can be used for lots of different things. But this one had been used for laundry. And so we had gray water filled with soap. And I ran over there and sort of jammed my head into that bucket to try and wash out whatever might have gotten into my ear. And all I'm thinking at this point as I'm running over there is the Wrath of Khan from Star Trek II, in which Ricardo Montalban puts a worm into someone's ear that controls their mind. So I'm over there, and if anyone, I'm a high school math teacher, and I know a little bit about science. And whenever you take a cup and put it into water, none of the water goes into the cup, right? So I then start grabbing with my finger and jamming as much water in my ear as I possibly can. My wife goes, "I've got an idea. Oil!" And she starts running down the hallway to the kitchen. And if you've ever had a tick, when a tick gets into your skin, if you put oil on it, it suffocates it, so it pulls its head out. So we're thinking, that's a great idea. We'll get oil in there. Whatever might be in my ear will come out, right? It'll run away. So she goes down there and she gets the oil that we have, which is used oil, corn oil that we had used to fry some butternut squash. And she comes back ready to help me out. As she's running down the hallway, I hear her go, "It's not there, it's not there, it's not there." There had been a little spider on the wall that had just kind of scared her on the way down. And she comes and she goes, "Okay, are you ready?" And I've got my head going, "Yes, come on." And she starts to pour it. And when you're pouring something from a distance, trying to go into a small hole, you oftentimes miss. And so she hit behind my ear, above my ear, in front of my ear, and finally got it into my ear. I do have to say it was one of the most wonderful experiences, feelings I've ever had. The silkiness that goes into the ear, the pain was gone, everything was gone. I felt great. I smelled a little, but I felt great. So I quickly washed my hair. We got back in bed, and we put down a towel so that whatever was still in my ear leaked out onto the towel, and I went to bed. I found out later my wife, after she noticed I was snoring next to her, hopped out and got earplugs and put them in her ears just in case. The next morning, I got up, and my ear was kind of throbbing. It wasn't feeling very good, so I got another Q-tip, I know. And I went in, and I pulled out all sorts of grossness. Not good. So I was like, you know what? I should go see a doctor. I called the Peace Corps medical officer. I went out and got a taxi to go in town. And as we're going into town, to go see the doctor. It's about a 45-minute drive. All I'm thinking is, what's that smell? I smell French fries. And it's either the most wonderful, I can't tell if I'm hungry or disgusted. So we go into town, and it's a small hospital. It's about four rooms. I go into the one of the rooms. They say, oh, yes, we were expecting you. And I come in, I sit down, and they say, what's going on? I said, well, I think something went in my ear, and, you know, Wrath of Khan. So, and they go, oh, yeah, okay. And the nurse comes over and checks in my ear very, very delicately and checks and says, yes, there's something in your ear. I go, okay, yeah, I figured that one out. Then the doctor comes in and says, what's going on? I said, well, Wrath of Khan. She goes, this is not science fiction. Very serious. Grabs my ear, yanks, hurt a lot, and jammed something in my ear to take a look at what was in there and said, there's something in the way. Yeah, I figured that one out. So they went and got this large syringe, plastic syringe, and filled it with water, about 700 gallons, I think, and came over and covered me with a hefty Glad plastic sheet and a little like vomit tray, not for here, but for my ear, to make sure it catches anything that comes out, and then decided to fire hose the water into my ear as fast as possible. And right away, bink, something pops out. And they go, oh, look at that. And they pull it out and look, it's a little bit about the size of a half of a pencil eraser. And it's amber. And all I'm thinking, it's one of those no-see-um bugs that just kind of happened to fall in my ear. And I said, you got to be kidding me that this is what's causing it. And as I'm looking at it, the doctor comes over and grabs my ear again and yanks and jams in and goes, nope, there's nothing in there. There's something still in there. And I go, oh, great. So that means, and she jams that syringe back in my ear and goes to power it. And all I'm thinking is, I'll clench my jaw so it doesn't hurt so much. Wait, but I need to open my jaw to open up the ear canal. We all know that. So I open my mouth to open the ear canal and start screaming at the top of my lungs. Can't control it. And she goes, fire hose again in my ear, and out pops something that looks like wheelie legs. Not sure exactly what that is. And I go, what's that? Oh, check it again. No, there's still something in there. Another fire hose right back in the ear again. And like a dark chunk of what might be a bug's abdomen pops out. And I go, what is going? Again, hit it again. And by this time, there's like five or six nurses that are coming in going, what's going on? What's going on? There's all this screaming. And the last fire hose they do in my ear, all of a sudden they go, yay! And I go, what's going on? The doctor pulls my ear and go, ow! And the nurses all kind of get around and start piecing these things together, trying to figure out what it is. Doctor says, I'm clear. The doctor leaves, doesn't really care what it is. It's not Wrath of Khan. It's not something taking over my brain. And they finally piece it all together. And that last little bit were wings. Turns out it was a mud wasp, for some reason, had fallen and landed in my ear and gone in and I guess bit me. So there's a lot of wit to that, not a whole lot of wisdom, but I will get this. One, when Peace Corps gives you a mosquito net, use it correctly. And two, we all know you're not supposed to put a Q-tip into your ear. It's just going to cause damage. Thank you very much.